Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
I found an article today that was pretty exciting and pretty interesting. And then I delved a little bit deeper into it and I was like, I am not sure this was written by someone who knows anything about science.
Okay.
And that's coming from someone who doesn't know anything about science, myself.
So we're at three levels in the deep of not anyone knowing what's... Now, Jess, do you want me to just flag this early?
Yeah, go on.
This is already sounding so complex. I'm going to move my mouse over to the...
No, don't.
To the dumb button.
No, don't.
Not the dump button where we, you know, if someone swears. This is a dumb button, so just be careful.
If anything, you might have to play it for the person who wrote this article. Yeah. Let me explain.
Okay.
So it was an article about, apparently, scientists have discovered a new planet that could be exhibiting alien life.
And when they say alien life, it's a loose term because it'll be like microbes.
Yeah, they're not talking about like little green dudes hanging around. They're not sure if they've made that discovery just yet. Basically, they feel like on this planet, K2-18b.
Sexy, marketable.
Rolls off the tongue. It's 120 light years away, but it does have, according to them, a habitable zone for life, right? So they've discovered this from afar using a telescope. They've, you know, put all this data in. Don't touch the button. Don't touch the button, please.
I've said nothing.
One of the direct quotes from this article, though, it's going into all this detail, goes into all this like sciencey bit. And the direct quote is, scientists the world over have since been sciencing their results.
Sciencing.
Did you flag that like I did? Because I was like, I've never heard science used as an adjective like that.
Yeah, like I don't, when you like watch a movie, because you don't see scientists in real life, which I think is a huge, like Hollywood's tricked us. So sat in quicksand.
Yeah.
it's really, you don't encounter it as much. But when you see it on,
I think like we just don't know TV, any scientists.
I don't look at them and go, oh, man, they're sciencing real hard right there. I go, they're doing like, science.
When a scientist gets home from work and they go, and their partner says, hey, how was work today? Oh, I did a lot of sciencing today.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that scientists say?
No. Well, if you're a scientist, 5223295 this might just be the first we're hearing of it.
And I also love that like the quote is, scientists the world over has since been sciencing the results. So it's like a way of wrapping up, like, we don't know whether this is actually, but scientists, they do be sciencing. So
they do.
Stay tuned. Hmm. We might find this alien life after all.
Okay.
The other thing that confuses me is that, you know, it's 120 light years away.
How far is a light year?
Great question. I don't know. How far does the speed of light travel? Don't press the button, Tim. Please. Please. I'm sciencing right now.
I'm sorry, buddy.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
I only pull it out when it's necessary, but that felt right.
Yeah, more research is necessary, apparently, to confirm life on K2-18b.
Is there a correlation now, just like looking back over the last couple of months? Because we've played that a couple of times. Is this baby brain starting to seep onto the show? Because there's been a huge uptake in 2025, and you've been pregnant for pretty much all of this year.
It's true. Maybe my baby's going to be really smart. So he's just taking
what
all
you
of
just them. Said. Okay. Is one of the most insanely idiotic
things. That's so mean.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Last week, we brought my husband into the studio to chat about our new baby. And
you're pregnant. You haven't got... It's not there yet.
Yes, no. He's not arrived just yet.
Yeah.
But my husband did mention something while he was on the show that I thought we could talk a little bit more about.
Is this about... The crying?
Yeah.
I was waiting for you to bring this up, actually.
Because he really outed me here. I was very lucky in my first trimester that I didn't get sick like a lot of women do. But for where I lacked in spews, I made up for it with constant crying.
Now, can I just say on behalf, like I would put myself in the camp of knowing you better than most.
Mm.
Not surprised.
Yeah.
That you cried a lot? Because you cried a lot when you're not pregnant.
It's true. So and somehow it. I have amplified that even further.
Yeah. So I think it just amplifies.
And things were just setting me off left and right. And so, you never know when it's going to hit.
So because he said you the biggest emotion he's seen out of you this whole 15, 16 weeks is you came home from work and you left a loaf of bread here.
Yep. And we were going to have it for dinner.
And you realised that you'd left it at work and you stood in the doorway of your house crying.
I dropped my bag. Imagine this, right? Yeah. I've walked in the door. I've dropped my bag. I burst into tears. And I was like, please don't leave me.
Okay.
I was convinced that that man was going to walk out on me.
He's walked out on others for less.
We didn't have the bread that he requested for dinner.
Totally normal feeling.
Yeah, definitely. And this is like, that's not even the most ridiculous reason I cried. Like I watched one TikTok. I've been banned from TikTok because it keeps setting me off. I watched one TikTok about a sister talking about how she missed her other sister and how she wished she could go back to when they shared a bedroom together. Me and my younger sister shared a bedroom for many years.
And you just cried.
And so I burst into tears and I said to Akshay, do you think my sister still loves me?
Okay.
And... I then called her up and she was like, wow, those pregnancy hormones are really doing a wonder on you, aren't they?
Must be fun.
She gave no sympathy.
She's like, I like you, I think.
I like you as a friend.
Yeah. Like if we weren't related, would we hang out? No. But if I bumped into you, I'd say, hey.
But this is the thing. You never know when it's going to set you off. I know that you, a lot of people think that you don't have a lot of emotions, Tim, but you are very, you're an emotional dude.
I'm a very, but I think mine's more like sentimental.
You used to get, before you had children, now you've got your young son, Jack, but before you had kids, you used to get emotional thinking about your kids getting drafted one day.
Well, no, I was just proud. I was just proud of everything that they were going to achieve. And now my son Jack, he's achieving stuff. And I'm like, I was bang on.
Yep.
I am pretty proud. This is pretty special. But I can't remember, like when my wife was pregnant, I can't remember, like it's so long ago now, it's over 2 years ago that I can't remember.
Anything setting her off like that?
Oh, but it's like the stuff that you would expect. It's like, I'm worried, I'm anxious. What's going on? My body's changing. Like she didn't leave bread at work.
That's fair.
But emotions are there. And sometimes it depends on what type of state you're in. Something that normally you would just walk it off sends you into a heaping mess. And that's fine.
I cried a few weeks ago because we went to McDonald's and I wanted a chocolate soft serve and they only had vanilla. I was like, this is the end of my world.
Okay.
How am I ever going to survive?
It's good to know that you're like this, not just at work.
Yeah.
I was like, do I get a special version of Jess? What's she like at home? Okay.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. What is the smallest reason you've cried?
You don't have to have been pregnant, either.
No.
You could, like, you've...
I was definitely crying before the pregnancy.
You dropped something on your foot in the supermarket and almost burst into tears because it hurt so much.
It hurt so bad. Right on the toe. I kicked a box.
in frustration afterwards?
Yeah.
Jessica. I like it. It's fun. This is a safe space. And maybe we can look back and we can have a laugh.
No judgment.
What is the smallest reason you've cried? 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. Would love to hear from you. I think I cry more for happy than for sad.
Right.
Like I cried on Saturday because I had, literally, I had what I think might have been one of the best days of my life with my family.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we were driving and I was crying. Yeah. My wife's like, fine. It's good. I had a good day too. But look. Tears. Let's chat about tears. We love it. Kirby and Brimley, what's the smallest reason you've cried?
Mine's always been TikToks as well, Jess, so you're not alone there.
Yes. I'm not allowed on TikTok anymore, Kirby, because every video sets me off for different reasons.
Yeah. Well, mine, because I'm a mother myself, it's always been those little ones of the grandparents' reactions when they get told that they're having a baby.
Oh.
That sends me into a spiral.
Yes.
Yep. So and it's like them learning they're going to be
sort of,
a grandparent.
Even any sort of reunion, yeah. Kirby, like I saw one the other day where like people, I didn't even know this was a thing, like people were tapping out their family members from the military.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, that's a big one too. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Coming home from war.
Hysterical. Kind
of all right, Kirby, appreciate that. We've got Christy on the Bellarine. Christy, what's the smallest reason you've cried?
Well, one day I just finished cleaning my floors and one of my lovely kids walked through and spilled a cup of milk and I found myself sitting there on my hands and knees cleaning up his milk, sobbing.
Was it
devastated.
Was it almond milk?
It was just full green milk, It was real cow's milk.
Do you think it was, were you looking at it as a financial loss? You were like, we'll never recover from this. Milk is so expensive. Or it was just that specific instance. It all just got to you.
I think it's just, I was tired and I had just finished cleaning and I was just done.
Yeah. They really, you know, they do say you shouldn't cry over spilt milk. So really keep that to yourself.
It's okay to.
Okay.
It's okay.
Right.
It is okay to,
we'll,
Christy.
We'll update
it
the
is.
Saying, Christy. Thank you very much. Megan, finally, in Leopold's giving us a call as well.
Megan, this wasn't you. Your son actually had a very small reason for crying, right?
That is correct. Okay. So we had fish and chips one night and my son just started absolutely bawling, and I'm like, why are you crying? And he didn't have enough tomato sauce.
Yeah, we've been there.
I don't know if I'm ready for this.
It's similar when you've got tomato sauce, but it's all clagged at the top and you can't actually use it. That's probably also in the grounds for being allowed to cry.
Tim, he had a mountain of tomato sauce in front of him, so it wasn't like he didn't actually have any. He had an absolute mountain on the plate. But, yeah, he was just crying because there wasn't enough.
Yeah, well, you know, more, as they say. thank you very much, Megan. But I think that's very relatable. Like, you've got something in front of you. It's right there, but you just...
It's like, I've got $5, but I want more.
I want more. And more sauce, damn it!
This is Tim and Jess.
I'm going to flag this early. Might be nothing in this. Just wanted to bring it to the show. If anyone's got ideas, Jess, if you have anything that pops to mind.
Okay. Can you also get the dumb button ready?
Yeah,
for
honestly,
yourself?
Yeah, this could be.
Thank
well,
you.
The power with the dumb button is that I'm the only one that controls if it works. And there's definitely been things that I've mentioned over the years that warrant it, but get a desk, Jess. Not my fault. You don't press the buttons.
Get a desk!
I got an email from a publicity company. I'm not going to name it for the moment. I'm just going to read it to you. Hello. AFL legend Warwick Capper is now taking bookings Australia-wide for club appearances, a guest DJ, hens nights, and media interviews.
Hens nights.
Do you remember Warwick Capper?
Yeah, who could forget Warwick Capper?
So,
I thought he was like a character for the longest time.
Like Strawny?
Yes. Yes.
He's a real man.
Genuinely, but like he doesn't act like a real man, Tim.
Very eccentric. Very out there. look, I would say go into and do some research on him. There's probably some stuff in there that's a little bit out of pocket.
Yeah.
But apparently he's been filming a whole bunch of movies at the moment, and that's why if we wanted to interview him, Jess, we could.
Okay.
But the thing that interests
me... What movies is he working in? Is he in the Marvel Cinematic Universe? Or?
He's in a movie titled Yesterday's Hero. So
the Warwick Capper story.
Well, I don't know if it's about him, but apparently the movie is raising money for something good, so I'm not going to talk that badly about it. But I'm intrigued by it because if he's taking bookings, so club appearances, guest DJ, not full DJ, that's the thing that catches my mind. Hens nights, media interviews and opportunities.
I want to know what happens at hens night. So you're at your hens night.
Why not bucks? I feel
exactly.
That'd be something.
You're hanging out at your hens. All your girls are there. You got your sash on.
Yeah.
Like, oh, who's here?
Yes. Warwick Capper's here. How you going, ladies?
Does he play a few games? What are you paying for?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he runs an Auskick drill or something for the ladies. Who knows? I'm intrigued about, if we've got an opportunity to, if Warwick Capper is available and keen to get involved, what can we use Warwick for? I'm sure it will cost us a lot of money.
I want to get him on the show. Let him plug his MC
his
work
and those kind of things.
And let's just ask him why he's not doing bucks parties. Maybe he doesn't realize he can add that to his offerings.
Okay. Do you think you could convince him to add it to his playbook?
I mean, it's just more money, isn't it? That's what it seems like. He wants to. He's ready to open for work.
I'm thinking about pressing the button.
Don't press the button.
I'm thinking about pressing
the button.
No, I won't press the button. So do you want me to follow this up and see what Warwick's time
is? Yeah, why not?
Okay.
We can always decide to pull a pin.
That's a great point.
It's the Tim and Jess show.
Yeah.
Not the Tim, Jess and Warwick
Capper
show.
Well, you never know. Someone's going on maternity leave soon.
That's fair.
Got to keep my options
Tim
open.
Tim and Warwick, driving you home.
No, it'll be Warwick Capper with Tim. We all know it.
This is Tim and Jess.
This weekend, I made a bit of a discovery. Me and my partner, Akshay, are first-time parents. We are 16 weeks along now. So we've decided to, over the weekend, go and start looking at some baby items. You know, you don't really know where to start. No one really gives you a list of, like, here's everything you need. So you go to, like, the big baby store.
Yeah, you'll do some accumulation over the next few months.
Yeah, so we thought we'd start by just, like, having a suss. My husband's one of those people that, like, he doesn't immediately buy something. He needs to, like, sit there and logically think about everything. And
boring.
I know. And, like, do research. Ugh. I was like, this one looks pretty.
Just get ripped off like the rest of us.
So we started in the pram section.
Yeah, got to go hard first.
I'll tell you what, Tim. Something that I don't know if many people know is having a kid is expensive. Oh,
really? News to me.
I've just discovered.
Right.
This thing's going to cost me a fair bit.
Okay, right. Interesting. This could just be my personal experience. Yeah. After my wife gave birth to our son, things just got like cheaper. Yeah. Just running on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in the red. I think is that good? Do you want to be in the red or in the black?
You want to be in the black.
Okay. Well, maybe I wasn't misspeaking. No. Yeah. Yes, Jess.
Yeah. We started looking at the prams and they all look exactly the same to me.
But they don't. This is the thing.
I
thought the same. And then when we were out initially after our son was born, you're walking around and you go, oh, that looks like it folds up way better. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's got all these storage compartments.
I started like spotting prams everywhere I go now. I'm like, oh, that one looks nice.
It's like when you're looking at buying a car and you go, oh, I think I like the Ford Rangers.
Yeah.
And you start seeing them everywhere.
Yeah.
And now you're seeing prams everywhere.
My husband was like, oh, I did some research and apparently this is the best one. I look at the price tag, $1,700, Tim.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't care if this thing's made of pure gold. We are not getting this for our child.
You've got to remember, though, firstly, can I just say at that price?
Yeah.
Sorry, I just wanted to get back to that.
Good.
Sorry.
Glad we circled back. Because you gave me no reaction. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, did Tim spend $1,700 on a pram?
No, I was super lucky. We got gifted one that wasn't in use. So saved it there. Have been stung everywhere else, literally, but that's fine. You're walking, you think it's a bee, and then you go, oh, no, it's a wasp.
Ah,
sting, yeah. Sting, sting.
And then, like...
Jess, it's your little bundle of joy.
How much
can you put the price on the bundle of joy?
This is where they get you, because they're like, you know, don't you want your child to be safe? Don't you want this $3,000 car chair that...
Car seat. Get the language right. Get the language right.
It spins around. Why do I need it to spin?
I mean, if you're in, like, well, because... If you want to get them in easier, sometimes it's easier if they're facing you.
Oh my God, I'm so not ready for this child. I'm panicking.
And like, especially when they're newborns, you have the newborn insert and like, they can't hold their head up. So you've got to put them in quite delicately. Or you can get one of the ones that like you click in and you can take it out.
Yeah, see, I looked at those and I was like, but is there...
You can only have that for X amount of months.
Exactly. And it's more expensive than some of the other ones.
Well, you can hire those ones.
Can you?
Yes. I got a guy.
You got a guy.
I got a guy. There's a couple of places in Geelong, but I got a guy.
It was just like...
So your groundbreaking announcement is that having a baby might be expensive.
It's so expensive, Tim. Now I understand why people have baby showers. I was like, I don't know if I want to do a baby shower. And now after going to the baby store yesterday, I was like, we need a registry. Start writing down the things we need.
Have you... I don't know, like, you know those cross graphs, those x-axis graphs? Like, did you notice a correlation of my son being born... and me starting to have instant noodles at work. There was a period where it did cross over and it's lined up since then.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing...
You did used to have meals.
I can't stress enough. I'm not eating instant noodles because I like the flavor. It doesn't keep me full. And it's
sometimes you splash out and you put two bags in.
Yeah, that's when I'm having a good week.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to look forward to. So
excellent.
Get on board. Tim and Jess. And we are chatting about where did you go into labour and where did you end up giving birth? Because in Queensland, two police officers, I actually misread it initially. So this family was at a park. This woman went into labour. They jumped in the car to drive to the hospital. It was all happening a bit fast. So they pulled into a police station car park. 5 minutes later, a little baby boy was born.
Wow.
Now, the police assisted.
Who can help us? I don't know. The cops are there.
Yeah.
Go to them.
I mean, it's actually really clever to do it. And yeah, this little baby boy was born within 5 minutes. We just spoke about it, that the police officers, they were there in their, again, the police station car park. And they wrapped up the baby in a towel, kept the mum warm. Paramedics and ambulance arrived like 5 minutes later.
Wow.
But it all apparently happened really fast. But that's it's an inspiring story to talk
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
And sometimes when you go into labour, it all happens very fast. My sister learnt that the hard way. Went into labour in the driveway.
Yeah.
Was like, I don't think I'm going to make it to the hospital. Lucky she went inside. Doona in the on the kitchen floor will do.
Yep.
And little baby Eli was born safely and the ambulance came and got them.
I always love when my bubba, my grandma Tim, tells a story of how she gave birth to my dad. And she's like, we were on the farm in Macedonia. I was picking an apple from the tree and then your father was here.
Oh, no. Not in the vineyard.
Were you standing up? Did he just shoot out of you? She just leaves out all the extra elements. She was picking an apple 1 minute, baby arrived the next.
Don't ask any questions. It ruins the story. Because she's probably like, oh, by apple tree, I'm in hospital. Yeah. And by fell on the ground, I mean safely delivered in my hands. So don't ask questions. Anyway, we wanted to get people on air to see what stories they had had. Katie in Grovedale, this was an almost for you.
Yes, it was.
Okay, what happened?
So I've had two cesareans, but with my second child, I thought that I was going into labour whilst I was at work at Macca's.
Oh, okay. No. Were you working customer service, Katie, or were you out the back in the kitchen?
Customer service. I was working in the cafe that day.
Oh, so, God.
But, like, really bad cramps. That would last for about 30 seconds, go away for 10 minutes, then come back. So
yeah, that's what they tell you.
going into labour, but then I endured 3 weeks of constant Braxton Hicks with irritable uterus, and then, another C-section.
Jeez.
That's decent. Well, yeah, the McCafe is probably not on the list of places you would want to give birth. Imagine you're giving someone their Frappuccino, and you go, oh, I'm sorry, there's your Frappuccino. That's why it takes so long. You know, if you go to that second one, someone's mostly going into labour. So Katie.
And I thought that was going to happen.
And everything was all good. Everything was okay.
Except for all the 3 weeks of pain.
Braxton Hicks, yeah. All right. Oh, well, Katie, glad to hear that everything worked out great. Michelle, in Belmont, where did you go into labour and where did you give birth?
I was actually at home. But if you ask my daughter, I gave birth to her on the bottom bunk.
What? The bottom bunk?
The bottom bunk.
What?
She was my fourth child and I was home on my own and had three other kids at home. So I tried to go as far away as possible from my other kids and chose the furthest bedroom, which had bunks in there.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Forgive my ignorance. Top bunk is cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can climb all the way up. Bottom bunk was the double bunk, so I was on that one.
Jeez.
Bit more room.
Oh, my God. Michelle, how old were your other kids at the time?
Oh, let me think. Now you got me thinking.
It's not often on the Tim and Jess show we get people thinking, so this is a huge milestone for us.
You've got me thinking of the ages of my other kids. Isn't that terrible?
That's all right.
After the second one, they don't really matter, do they?
No.
they're all primary school age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Right.
So scarring age.
So yes. Okay, good. That's a good bracket
Absolutely.
To put them in.
Oh,
all right, geez. Michelle. Absolutely. I imagine after that, like the second bunk was probably not as sought after, even though it was a double compared to the single top bunk.
Probably not, but my good old mum came around and cleaned up everything after I left in the ambulance.
That's good. I was going to say, after four kids, I feel like unfortunately, how terrible it sounds, that the likelihood of you cleaning up after your own birth is super high in that situation. So I'm glad that someone else did it for you.
Yeah, nah.
Come on! Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best!
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.